Question was asked, why do we find such an importance being placed on the calendar? So I want to begin from a secular perspective, okay? Forgive me. But first, let's take a secular understanding. Caesar was murdered. Caesar was assassinated because he played with the calendar to ensure that his time heading the Senate would be 1 month longer. Mm. Over that 1 month, he was assassinated.
Really?
He shifted...
History?
What?
He sees in history.
Books. Yeah.
Really well.
He shifted the calendar to his advantage. In Egypt, the priests had control over the people, including the king, because they controlled the calendar. Mm-hmm. And so they could forecast when the Nile would overflow. And in being able to forecast that, they could attribute it to their god, to their worship. And so by controlling the calendar, they controlled the people. And so the Egyptian calendar was very sophisticated. They needed to know how the tides would go so they could accurately forecast when the Nile would overflow. So, of course, they'd gather everyone to pray. And then their prayers were answered. Right? This idea that the calendar, time controls the people, this is also true in Yeravam ben Nevat. When Yeravam ben Nevat wants to veer the people away from monotheism and the Davidic dynasty, he shifts the calendar. He sticks in his own month into the calendar. By shifting the calendar, he controls the people. So our lives are defined by the calendar, and he who controls the calendar controls the people. If we're going to say that Rosh Hashanah isn't this month, hey guys, you got another month. Rosh Hashanah is in another 40 days. Suddenly our lives are shifted. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Chanukah, everything is shifted. So controlling the calendar is really controlling the people. Yes. So from a secular perspective, there's a very simple approach. Why? But we don't view it that way. We view it like Rav Chalap writes, the idea of the calendar being our first mitzvah is the idea of matzah being our first mitzvah. So we view it as the mitzvah of controlling time.
Okay.
What does a slave not have in his control time? He's told what to do every minute of the day. Freedom is the ability to control our time. So our first mitzvah in the Torah is controlling time. Mm-hmm. Now, this can be taken to lengths. If we had time, we could have a whole class on this. About that one. The first mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. Achodesh hazeh lachem, the sanctification of the new moon. So that's controlling time, creating a Jewish calendar. That's our first mitzvah. We're still in Egypt, and we're given that mitzvah. But again, I started secular, and then we evolved into Torah. Torah tells us...
Isn't it... I'm saying, does it really matter what we think Rosh Hashanah is? Like I'm saying, my proof of that is that we still do two-day Rosh Hashanah nowadays. Because Rosh Hashanah is when it is. We don't know. So we do 2 days. But you're saying...
We do know.
We do know, but... you know, Yachzor Lekil Kiluto... there's a whole thing. My point is that you're saying, well, we decide the times, right? But even though we know for sure nowadays Hillel set the calendar.
Wait, you're taking us to a tangent. Let's finish with this question.
Okay.
We'll have time, we'll get to yours. We make a blessing during the Yomim Tovim, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. What does that mean? Hashem gave us the sanctity, the ability to sanctify times. One of the applications of our holiness is that we're not just holy in a vacuum. We prepare. We're all getting ready. Shabbos is coming. It's not, I'm a holy person living on a hilltop. I'm the Dalai Lama. No. I'm a holy person because I will make tomorrow night holy. I will make kiddush. I will buy challah. I will give my kids a special time. I will pray. I will be a holy person. Part of being a holy person is that I make times holy. It's not just, oh, I sleep the donut, right? 24. You walk into Shabbos, you hit the sack, you had your good chunt, you go to sleep, you wake up, it's Masai Shabbos, you make Avdallah. No such thing. What does that mean? You take a good nap before, take a good nap on Shabbos, but sanctify the Shabbos. You learn, you make kiddush, your meal is holy. We sanctify the time. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. God gives us the holiness to impart holiness on the times. So one of the applications of being a Jew is look at me, I'm making time holy. Now we also view every moment as holy. We view life as holy. We view time as a gift. That's its own parasha. That's its own... That's something else totally. But from our perspective, our calendar is our ability to sanctify times. Now, it goes a step further. The Talmud says that in Shemayim, Hashem convenes a court and says, it's Rosh Hashanah, let's judge the world. And then an angel walks in and says, but the Jews decided that they're not sanctifying the moon today, tomorrow's the new moon. So even though scientifically God knows the new moon was that night, God says, but the Jewish people didn't have witnesses, or they decided they're sanctifying the next day. Tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah.
That is a group. I'm just saying that has great ramifications for in terms of like the fact that we make the reality.
Right. That when Hashem gave us the ability to decide which day would be Rosh Chodesh, Hashem gave us the responsibility and ability to decide which day would have the holiness. Now, we believe that the holiness is like a duality. We make Rosh Hashanah holy down below. The Ribbono Shel Olam does his thing. He's going to judge the world on that night, depending on what we do here. So that means in the mitzvah, in the first mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Hashem gave us the ability not only to impart holiness on the world and on the times, but also, so to speak, to affect the heavens. A Kabbalistic concept you guys wanted. Right. That's a very Kabbalistic concept, that what we do here affects the heavens. They're not going to judge the world till the Jewish people decide it's Rosh Hashanah. Right? So that's a quick glance. We said there's much more to go into. You asked the second question.